Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Michelle Lazurek. Today's topic is pulling on the leash of our lives. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Pulling on the Leash of Our Lives, written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. One day during my lunch break, I let my dog out on her leash to go outside. As she sometimes does, she wrapped her leash around a big oak tree in our backyard. This is the place where she loves to sniff and frolic while she's outside. As she pulled on the leash around the tree, she continued to get stuck. I motioned for her to go back around the other way so she could become free from her leash. No matter how hard she tried to continue in the same direction she was moving, she could not get free. She pulled frantically, only to give up and stare at me with a pitiful face. Eventually, I went out and helped her go around the tree and got her back inside, where she enjoyed a treat and some much-needed nap time. It is the same way in our spiritual lives. We say we want to hear from God, but we often try to pull our lives in our direction, hoping the things we want will come true and that God will bless our wishes. We often pull to the point of physical and emotional exhaustion, trying to make life go the way we want it to. We seek to lean on our own understanding of life rather than leaning on God. However, God ordained a specific direction for our lives. When we choose to follow Him, the burden of this life will become much easier to bear. The common tension for believers is choosing our own will versus allowing God to direct our paths. We often don't want to give God control because we're afraid that our lives will go in a direction that is undesirable for us. Our human nature pulls us in the direction of things that pull us away from worshiping God. While we desire fame, fortune, and wealth, God may desire a bigger purpose for our lives. When we pull our lives in a certain direction toward worldly desires, we will often fail. But when our desires align with God's will for our lives, God will faithfully open doors that are nearly impossible for us to open in our own strength. Much like my dog trying to go her own way, pulling the way we want to in our lives is futile. However, when we choose to let God lead and don't lean on our own minds or desires to guide our lives, we will find ourselves in new and exciting places, and our lives will become more fruitful than we ever deemed possible. Are we in line with what God wants for our lives? Are we so in tune with God that what He has for our lives, we know that when God is with us, there's nothing that will fail? Or are we pulling ourselves aimlessly in one direction, seeking fame, fortune, and popularity? Although it is difficult to discern God's will for our lives all the time, it's important to analyze our current situation. Do we sense God is on the move in our lives? Is He opening doors for us to begin new ministries and use our money, time, and resources for His glory in new and exciting ways? Are we still pulling on that same chain, desperately trying to pull our lives one way, while God is moving in the opposite direction? Father, help us to know what direction You have for us in life. Help us not to pull in one direction, trying to meet emotional needs that only You can fill. Help us to walk in step with You, so we will not pull against You, but be in line with You, walking in step with Your Spirit. When we walk in step with Your Spirit, our burden is light, and we're able to enjoy the godly fruits our lives produce. Amen. Intersecting faith and life. Are you pulling against God's direction in your life, or are you in step with God? Further reading, Philippians 4:13.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
And one by one, I watched my dear friends get engaged, get married, start having children. And especially as a woman, I felt like there was a certain timeline that these things needed to happen in my life.
Charity Gale shares a personal testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell their stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.